Welcome to the Chapel of Our Lady of Sorrows. This building was founded in 1773, thanks to the initiative of Maria Josefa del Mármol, widow of Don Antonio Toro, whose coat of arms appears to the right of the facade, above the door of what is now the Our Lady of Sorrows School, with the aim of venerating the Virgin of the same name. We know of the existence of a small chapel near the castle where this image was venerated, but its dilapidated condition led Josefa del Mármol to offer part of her home to build the new chapel. Upon her death, she also founded a school for girls, the second educational institution in Priego, which is now run by the Daughters of the Patronage of Mary. Construction was completed in just 2 years, while the interior decoration was finished around 1778. The project is attributed to Juan de Dios Santaella, a key figure in Priego's Baroque architecture, due to the profuse use of stipes and rocaille. The most striking feature is the polychrome stucco work and paintings that cover virtually every surface. The use of corladura over plaster, previously treated with copper, in place of gilding, lends an intense luster and color that stand out against the white background, giving the ensemble a unique character. The decorative motifs include religious symbols of the Passion, plant elements, and dynamic forms that lend a sense of movement. The main altarpiece is a major work attributed to Santaella. Crafted in gilded wood, it is arranged over 2 levels and 3 sections, divided by pilasters. On either side of the Virgin, we can see 2 niches containing the figures of the Immaculate Conception and Saint Francis Xavier. At the top is the figure of Saint Augustine, and crowning the ensemble is a painting of an Ecce Homo. Of particular note is the altar base, decorated with mirrors, and atop it, 2 display cases housing small images of the Virgin and Child and Saint Joseph and the Child, works by José Risueño. The side altars house 2 paintings dedicated to the Annunciation and the Virgin and Saint Anthony. Notable features include the figures of the archangels and a small Immaculate Conception, as well as a Child of the Passion. To your right, next to the side altar, you can see the communion window, a small door decorated with a Child of the Passion, through which the nuns received communion. The image of Las Angustias bears stylistic similarities to other similar works by José de Mora, particularly the carving of the Virgin, although nothing can be stated with absolute certainty in this regard. It stands out for its restrained drama and high artistic quality, designed to move the viewer. This brotherhood, which was refounded in 1972, holds a procession on the afternoon of Good Friday, marked by great austerity. In 1995, a new sculptural group was added to this brotherhood, a Descent from the Cross, featuring 5 figures, which can now be viewed in the Church of the Assumption. The stone facade features highly ornate decorative elements, such as the pilaster stippet columns flanking the entrance. Between the 2 stories, we can see a profusion of moldings and mixtilinear cornices with curves, recesses, and projections. At the top, a niche houses a small statue of the Virgin of Sorrows. To its left is a small belfry for bells. As in other churches in Priego, the rich nailwork on its door stands out.